T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Why is it important to understand the chronology of the coronavirus epidemic? It's important because the virus, originally known as the Wuhan virus, began in China and is expanding to nearly every corner of the globe. And now there's a disinformation campaign to blame the United States as the culprit. On December 31st, the World Health Organization said a mysterious pneumonia was sickening dozens in China. Many of those sickened had visited a live animal market in Wuhan. It wasn't until January 11th that China reported the first novel coronavirus death. On January 21st, the first confirmed case appeared in the United States. A man in his 30s from Washington State who traveled to Wuhan, China, was diagnosed with novel coronavirus. On January 30th, the World Health Organization declared a global health emergency, and on February 29th, the first death was reported in the United States. We've since found out that a death in Santa Clara, California, on February 6th may have been the country's first fatality. Now, a microbiologist at the Chinese Academy of Sciences has implied the United States may be the potential origin of the Chinese coronavirus. The microbiologist says America will remain under suspicion until American officials prove otherwise. You heard it right. America might be guilty until proven innocent. This is an easy concept for communist China, a fascist state that says you're guilty until proven innocent. It's a great way to try and deflect any well-deserved attention from your own irresponsible actions. The alleged scientist, Shi Yi, claimed American officials had not given any public response on the issue of a Chinese Communist Party conspiracy theory that a U.S. Army laboratory in Maryland was the origin of the virus. China offered no evidence supporting this claim. And despite the overwhelming scientific consensus that the virus originated in China, this alleged scientist insisted the origin of the virus is a scientific issue requiring a long period of research and involves a great deal of uncertainty. And once again, it's an attempt to deflect any well-deserved attention on communist China's responsibility. The absurdity continues when the alleged scientist states, quote, "The research requires mutual corroboration of the abundant biological information and epidemiological evidence available, which will take a long time and is full of uncertainty," end of quote. Now, this person calls for mutual corroboration. Let's be clear. It's communist China that's been the one who has not allowed the world to see what was going on in Chinese labs leading up to the coronavirus going viral. Other attempts to deflect responsibility from China include an allegation that a U.S. armed diplomatic driver and cyclist who was in Wuhan in October 2019 could be patient zero for COVID-19 in Wuhan. The Chinese foreign ministry spokesman who first raised the unsubstantiated claim the United States infected Wuhan wrote, quote, "When did patient zero begin in U.S.? How many people are infected? It might be U.S. Army who brought the epidemic to Wuhan," end of quote. But why isn't China releasing any of this information about their patient zero, the numbers of people really infected, and much more? Once again, there's overwhelming scientific consensus that the virus originated in China. The world scientific community used their testing to come to this conclusion. But the Communist Party that controls China with a heavy hand ignores world opinion. And to repel the blame that is correctly directed toward China, they try to shift the blame to the U.S. This attempt at disinformation just ain't gonna fly. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.